So we have Becky Burr, Leslie Cowley, Rafik Damak, Keith Davidson, Sokol Hakchu, Hiro Hotta, Trevor Langdonor, Han Chuan Lee, Suleiman Omtanaga, Ron Sherwood, Dottie Sparks LeBlanc, Margarita Valdez, Peter van Roster, Hong Xu, and from staff we have Bart Boswinkle, Christina Nordstrom, and myself, Gabriella Schittig. We have apologies from Victor Abud, Byron Holland, and Johanna Eusilius, and a message from Roloff that he might be a few minutes late. They will join us a little bit later.
Okay, thank you very much, Gabby. So let's make a start straight away on the agenda. The first item on the agenda is the minutes of our meeting in Costa Rica on the 14th of March. Could I take any comments regarding accuracy on those minutes, please?
Hi, this is Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Leslie. Did we start yet?
Yeah.
Did you want to make any comments on the minutes, Jen?
No, I'm fine with it.
So we're just on the minutes of our meeting in Costa Rica, which is item 1.1 on the agenda. I don't think I heard any comments regarding accuracy. So let me move on to the update of the actions, please, Gabby.
Yes, so action 7201, the Secretary to post the updated work plan on the CCNSO website, that's done. Action 7202, the Secretary to send out a call for volunteers to the informal study group on CCNSO capacity building. This is done, and the working group members are Hong Xu, Sokol Hakchu, Fernando España, and Dottie Sparks LeBlanc. Action 7203, the Secretary to post the adopted assignment of roles and responsibilities on the CCNSO website. This is done. Action 7204, the Chair to inform the Chair of the Framework of Interpretation Working Group about the CCNSO Council endorsement of the recommendations made in the Working Group final report on consent. This is done. And Action 7205, Becky Burr, too, with help from the CCNSO SSO Secretary to appoint the members for the CCNSO who is roadmap statement drafting team, and this has been done, and the members of Keith and Debbie. And that's all action.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Gabby. I ask Councillor Zander Berger if there are any comments or queries on the matters arising or anything that we've missed, please. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much for that. Let's move on to item agenda item 2, which is the update. And if I can begin as chair, obviously, as you all know, a very short period of time since Costa Rica, really, so I've been more concentrating on my day job. But a couple of things to report to you all. Firstly, I sent the FOI Working Group on Consent report to the ICANN board. And please, perhaps this might need to arrive when we get to the FOI Working Group, just for how best we could be clearer on what the board should do with the output from the FOI going forward. Other than that, I've also had some discussion with various people, including Chris, about the Friday of ICANN week. Those of you that remain for Fridays, which isn't everybody I know, will be aware that the Friday morning is taken up with the reports of the board subcommittees, then the reports from each of the SO and AC chairs, and a board meeting in public. And there is a current discussion going on around really how the community time might better be used during the week without losing the ability of the community to raise issues or concerns with the board in public at some stage. So that's an ongoing discussion. When I have a moment, I probably need to get some thinking and I'll share that with the council list to get your inputs and any comments you want to make on that. But that's the kind of work in progress at the moment. The other thing to talk to you about is that there was some discussion pre-Costa Rica, and some of you may have seen this on various lists, about the lack of cross-community time. You'll recall prior to the GTLD discussion, we used to have a practice of having cross-community issues either on Mondays or Tuesdays, I think, from memory. It seems such a long time ago. And actually, the session at the CCNSO on SOPA and all of those various acronyms, the legislation in various countries, promoted a lot of interest, and a number of people in the community were suggesting that actually that should or could have been a cross-community session. But of course, by the time that conversation happened, it was too late to amend the agenda to that. So I guess really prompted by that discussion, there's a request from the Participation Working Group and Board to the community to think about common interest sessions that would be of interest to the majority of the ICANN community to get that element of the week reinstated, really, and to seek ideas for topics. So I'll throw that open briefly for any comments on the call and also by email. Thoughts, anyone?
Leslie?
Yes.
Oh, this is not to make a comment. I just wanted to make a...
Vika joined a minute ago.
Hi, Vika. Hi, Yangon. Any comments?
Leslie, this is Becky. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on a windy cell phone. The one thing I would think that we want to be careful to think about is that the CC community has had a tradition of basically information sharing broadly across topics that are within and not within ICANN's mission. I know that in outside of the CC community, that one section was, some people outside of the community sort of raised eyebrows about it, and mostly to me. And my response to them was that the CC community has this tradition of sharing information widely, whether or not it is strictly within ICANN's mission. But I just think you should be aware of that kind of subtext.
Thank you, Becky. Yes, I was absolutely aware of that subtext, and I made a similar response when people questioned why it was on the CC agenda. Having said that, there were also a number of the other communities who said actually this issue, whilst it might not be directly under ICANN's remit, does promote a lot of interest from other parts of the community.
And I have to say, a lot of people from outside of the CC community attended that session.
They did, yeah.
So I have absolutely no problem with it. I think it's actually a very useful. I just wanted to make sure the politics were on the table.
Yes. No, thank you, Becky. That's appreciated. I think the difficulty, and as you quite rightly say, given there was a lot of interest in that session, which reminded people that the CCNSO meeting was open to anyone who wanted to attend, the difficulty, of course, is that there were a number of other people who also wanted to attend but were unable to do so because it clashed with other sessions within their own parts of the ICANN community. Okay. So having laid that background, what I propose to do then is circulate a request for any topic for Prague on the council list. And if you can do some pre-thinking about that to issues that you think might be relevant across the community, then that would be appreciated. But that's all from me as chair. And we have Keith on the call, my new vice chair. And Byron has sent apologies. Keith, was there anything to update from a vice chair point of view?
No, nothing from me.
A bit early yet.
Indeed. No, just the only thing I've been working on has been FOI working group and things. I suppose one thing I could report is next week I'll be in Geneva for the global INET ISOC meeting, and undoubtedly some interactions for CCNSO will occur there.
Indeed. You know, I'd forgotten that completely. I'm also at that one, and I expect to see a number of colleagues there. Thank you, Steve. Any updates from the council? Councillor Steve. No? Okay. Any updates from observers? Lisa and others?
Oh. Hello, this is Peter. Oh, sorry, I was on mute. No, nothing to add to that. One thing, we are starting to work on the preparation of the WCIT, and I was wondering, it's more a question than an information topic, but Chris promised that he would send some briefing paper on that. Is there any news on it?
I'm not aware of anything that is outstanding on that. Maybe Bart or Gabby can pick that up in their update. I know there was a link to some MySoc materials that came out.
It was during his IGF update that at the very end he discussed the importance of WCIT, and he mentioned that Olda was preparing something. And it would probably be good if we can use the same basis.
This is Bart. Let me check whether there is some material.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any other observers? Jan? No? Okay. Let's move on then to Bart, Gabby and Christina.
Can I just ask, did perhaps Roloff join in the meanwhile?
Yes, I did.
Good, Roloff. And you can give the update on the membership application instead of me.
Okay. That's straight now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get my stuff. So we had an application from .ps. Which is which I forwarded to the council for approval. We had an application for membership from .an and .cw. .an is the old CCTLD for the Netherlands Antilles, which is going to be phased out in 2014, and .cw is the new CCTLD for Curaçao. But in the end, the sponsor decided to file only one application, and that's for .cw. We already have approval or no restrictions from IANA, so I'll forward that application to the council today. And then we had a very funny application from .ng, but they are already a member, so we didn't work on that one. I think that's all, Gabby, isn't it?
They joined us twice.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Yes. Did you hear me? Or
yes, we did, Roloff, and I think you covered all.
Okay.
Thank you.
So from the secretariat, that would have been the update if Roloff hadn't joined. And there is an update. Vika, could you mention the Facebook thing? I know Vika is on the call. Vika?
Yeah, sorry. Hi, Gabby.
Yes, would you mind mentioning this, the Facebook thing that we discussed?
Gabby, please. Sorry, Leslie. We had... I thought I was going to cover that other promoting group anyway. our last call, we decided to set up a Facebook page so that we could make polls on the meeting quality during meetings. So that's pretty much what we decided based on several options we're looking into in terms of improving the meeting quality based on the feedback we had received from Costa Rica. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I know Gabi and Katrina Sataki from Latvia are working on this Facebook page option.
Okay, I could do with more friends on Facebook.
Yeah, so we will, so Katrina from the Latvian Registry, as Vika said, she will help us with designing and setting up this page. So we will, the main, why we decided to make it, that was, as Vika said, the survey option during meetings. However, of course, there are, we can use it for other information sharing purposes as well. So it's coming. We're working on it now, right now, so it's coming, I guess, in the next few weeks. And Katrina's goal is to have 300 followers by the Prague meeting. So you must all add us as friends.
Indeed. So can I just check, is that in addition to or instead of the current survey route?
No, we want to continue with the current survey as well, but the problem is that we really don't have many people replying to that survey, so we thought that perhaps if we do it live, like whilst the sessions are going, and we have like live questions, did you like it or not, then we could have additional information. So I think if I understood everything correctly, we'll still have the main survey. It might change slightly in the design and the way we ask the questions, but this is an addition just to get a feel for what the people think, because although we asked people to reply to the survey, we had at most 25 replies, which is not a good result.
Okay, noted. Does anyone else have any comments on Facebook pages or surveys? Maybe I can just also add then that we could consider incentivizing the survey. I'm sure I could find a nominate freebie that we could do some sort of random selection from people who completed a survey.
Yes,
that
would
be great. If I may, the program working group also looked at different options of encouraging meeting participants to complete the survey, and that was one of them. I know that the program working group chair, also hinted at the possibility of .CZ, the Czech Society LD, also sponsoring a gift of some form. There was also a suggestion of a CCNSO dinner tickets for the forthcoming meeting as one of the potential gifts to encourage the completion of the survey.
Okay, we'll leave it in your capable hands. Bart, Christina, do you have any updates to add, please?
Yeah, this is Bart, just a small one. As some of you may be aware, there is something called the SOAC discussion list. Leslie, Keith, and Byron are subscribed from the council, as are the chairs and vice chairs of other GNS SOs and ACs. This list has been used lately to disseminate information from ICANN to the SOs and ACs as well as information from other SOs and ACs on public comment forums, etc. So it's got a bit polluted. The policy staff has now created a separate list which will be used only to disseminate this information, and Ika and Keith and Leslie will be subscribe to that list, and this is to solicit public comments and other announcements for SOs and ACs.
Thank you, Bart. Christina, do you have any updates?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, then. So let's move on to item 3 on our agenda. Which are some principles that come from the GNSO for cross-community working groups. And these principles have been around for a little while now. I don't think we've actually done anything with them as a CCNSO, but I think they are important that we devote some time to them, because in effect we have had a number of difficulties on cross-community working groups, particularly in terms of how we deal with the reports of those working groups. Is there a mechanism for things to be jointly supported? And I'm thinking of the experience of the JIG so far on that one. So the intention from the GNSO is to have some principles for the working group, but not to impose a GNSO-like structure, I think, to their operation. At least that was the intent. So it's on the agenda for us to discuss and also to see if we need to put in any formal CCNSO comments or suggestions. Bart, I don't know if I missed anything from that introduction.
No. The only thing is the request came in just or during the ICANN meeting in Costa Rica, and with the request to submit comments, if any, within 60 days. And send it to the other SOs and ACs as well.
Thank you, Bart. So let me open it up for any questions, comments, or observations from members and observers, please. So we're all blown away with the GNSO principles, are we?
Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Roloff.
Well, yeah, I went through it, and it looks reasonable to me. There's nothing that I can think of that should be added, to be honest.
Thank you.
But it doesn't mean it's good, but it just means that I can't think of anything else. It sounds reasonable to me.
Thank you. Anyone else? No, obviously not of huge interest to everyone. My only thought was it didn't really cover the issue of joint statements or joint letters. So I know we had an issue with the JIG where there were some joint correspondence, and we seemed to get ourselves in a bit of a pickle to it being approved by both SOs, the GNSO and the CCNSO, in that particular case. And I imagine that might get even more complicated if one had a series of SOs and ACs in a cross-community working group.
Hello?
Hello.
Leslie, when you say a joint statement or a joint letter, then you mean a statement or a letter by the joint working group, I guess?
Well, I think what happened with the JIG is that there was the cross-community working group, and as an outcome from that working group, there was a suggestion of a letter, which you may recall, that was agreed and had the support of both councils. And we got into a bit of a twist with it being approved by the GNSO, and then the CCNSO did not approve it and wanted some amendments. And so it went round the houses, as it were, a couple of times. And I just wonder if the principals ought to maybe think a bit further around how that situation might be dealt with properly.
Leslie?
Good.
Han Chang here.
Yep. Hi, Han Chang.
Hi. This draft principle only, the scope of the draft principle only covers the cross-community working groups. The joint letters or statement that you mentioned will be issued from the various AC and SO, and I think it's outside the scope of the principle, which is only pertaining to working groups.
Yeah. So maybe it needs to be slightly clearer in 2C2 that any of the follow-up from those final reports is a matter for the various SO and AC groups. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Leslie, this is Bart.
So,
okay, I think I had Cheryl and then Bart.
Thanks, Leslie. I think we also need to just remember, and this is a discussion that the ALAC has had, as Ron is well aware, that this current for comment material is very much a matter of the GNSO Council and GNSO making sure there's a pathway, a clear management line management, because the council, of course, does not speak as such on behalf of its constituencies. There's some, in some cases, relatively complicated mechanisms for constituency support and et cetera, on statements. So there's a sort of an issue of separation of church and state that needs to be managed, and this document is designed to meet those needs. They're superimposed over that, and that's something that I think that was successfully done in what is probably the most recent and very genuine cross-community work group, which is your DSSA, which is equally co-chartered by the CCNSO, the GNSO, and indeed the ALAC, with the support of all the other bits as well, is that the chartering organisations, in this case, SOs and ACs, but it could be equally just be the two SOs or three SOs even, that they're to whom the output of such a cross-community working group is directed, and there's no sort of jumping over that. And I think that kind of helps clear how joint statements or output from cross-community or joint working groups should be managed, that it has to go still via the chartering organisations, whoever they may be.
Bart, did you want to come in on that?
So I fully agree with Cheryl. Only going back to, say, the point Antoine just say, if you look at 2.B, the cross-working group should seek to accommodate diverging views where possible before finalising positions. What I want to suggest is maybe that I prepare a analysis of this stuff and compare it with the current workings of our cross-community working groups and send it to the council prior to its meeting on the 8th of May.
That sounds very helpful, Bart.
So there is one issue that's unclear, at least to me, for instance, say that the whole discussion about scope of cross-community working groups. And this is in addition to what Cheryl said, this is very much written from a GNSO perspective. Mm. And, for instance, the CCNSO runs a couple of quote-unquote cross-community working groups which have nothing to do with PDPs. In fact, there are more replacement for PDPs, but that's because of the role of PDPs within the GNSO is different.
Yep.
Hello, Leslie, this is Bruno.
Hang on. Cheryl, did you want to just come on back on that?
Just as a follow to what Bart was saying, it's very likely that it will be non-PDP or outputs that may result in PDP recommendations for PDPs, that will be the material that ICANN-wide or cross-community work groups will want to get their teeth into. So, I think we've got to be careful to keep our apples and our oranges clearly separated as well.
See. Does Bart suggested action capture a place for that to be fully explored for you?
Yep.
Thank you. What else do you want to come in?
Yeah, I was just wondering if those two issues that were brought forward would not normally be covered by the charter of the joint working group.
Should be.
Should be, but I don't think it would hurt to make it clear that they should be covered by the charter.
Okay.
It's something okay. Like guidelines.
Okay. Sorry, Bart, I couldn't hear you.
It's something like we have guidelines to set up working groups.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's prompted by Bart come back to this on our next conference call with the work that Bart suggested in the meantime? Is that an acceptable way forward to everyone? If not, can you shout? Excellent. Let's do that, and it will come back onto our next agenda. I think it is worthy of some further space to get it sorted properly. Okay, let's move on then to item 4 on our agenda, the Security and Stability Review Team draft report, including recommendations. As you'll recall, the CCNSO has nominated Simon McCullough and Andre Phillips on the SSRT. And I have to say I'm well aware about the large amount of work that the SSRT members have done. They managed by some miracle to produce their final report during Costa Rica, and the public comment period is open and indeed has recently been extended. Some people remind me to when. And the question is, are we minded to make any future comments? Does anyone have input or thoughts on that, please? I'm assuming that SSRT might be vaguely important to CCNSO.
I have to, Mrs. Becky, I have to confess I have not fully digested it yet, but I would imagine it is important.
One would hope so. Okay, I suspect that likewise many other people have not yet had the time to fully digest it, as you so nicely put it. Is there any interest in having a drafting team, if we can round up some volunteers to actually make some input? Anyone?
Leslie, this is Roloff. Like was suggested, I haven't gone through the report yet. I'm doubtful if I will find the time to do so. But I think, well, I've followed the presentations by the working group. Do we think it would be necessary to really provide input, or will we just, because an alternative might be to formally state our support or our approval or our whatever at the end, at the moment that the report is final. I think that would be a minimum to do.
I think we have a number of options depending on what people think when they have had some time to digest the report.
Yeah.
What would you prefer to do?
I would prefer. I'm not a specialist on the subject, so my point is that it's probably. I will assume it's a good report, and I think it would be good if the CCNSO supports it. Formally states that it supports the outcome of the report. I suppose it's maybe the recommendations or whatever.
Okay,
Leslie. This is Becky. How about Bart and Roloff and I put our heads together and sort of put out something to list about the various options?
Yes, that's absolutely fine. And obviously I can offer Simon to speak to the report if that would help at all.
That would definitely help me.
Okay.
Becky, Cheryl here. ALAC has already put out, well, I think it's gone to the public comments. If not, we should be able to get you the link to the wiki page where the existing ALAC, which is, I think, actually even voted on now, statement regarding this is out. That might also be useful. And just to explain, it's a predominantly supportive document with a couple of what-ifs and maybe type questions or tweak suggestions. So that might also help in your deliberations.
Thank you, Cheryl. That's very helpful.
And just adding to Cheryl's comments, it's Keith here. I can confirm that the at-large have reported back on the security stability report, and there was 100% vote in favour of submitting. So that was just out yesterday, Cheryl.
It's all a blur to me at the moment, Keith.
Okay, so let's not miss an opportunity for some CCNSO comments, because this is an area that should be rightly of high importance to us. I think I heard a suggestion that Becky, Roloff, Bart, and potentially Simon, if you'd like his involvement, could come up with some sort of draft statement, and we could circulate that to the list. Is that an acceptable way forward?
Well, yes. Roloff, yes. Feel free to revoke his my volunteering him, but...
No, I think this is an excellent idea. So, if possible, I would like to volunteer.
Excellent. Okay, any objections or further comments on that way forward?
No, Leslie, your question from the start, the public comment timeline has been extended until the 16th of April, so that was yesterday, and the reply period is until the 7th of May.
Right.
We have to be very quick.
Cheryl here, Leslie, that's actually a good thing, because you've got things like the ALAC statement that is now in the ground, in the right side of the line in the sand, I couldn't say it. So you can just respond to being said.
Okay. I'm well aware that those deadlines aren't being tightly met, so I think let's give ourselves some time to consider. But if we can leave it to you, Roloff and Becky, to take forward, that would be great. Okay, let's move on to agenda item 5, which is working group and other updates. 5.1 on our agenda is the finance working group, and unfortunately Byron was unable to make the call, but I suspect that there have not been any further updates post-Costa Rica. As a number of you will already be well aware, we are still waiting for financial information from Xavier, the financial controller.
Yes, Leslie, the finance working group hasn't met since Costa Rica.
Thank you, Vika. And is still, I assume, awaiting some information from ICANN?
Yes, we haven't received it.
Okay, well, your patience is to be admired. Let's move on. Let's move on.
The danger that we can't move any more forward until and unless we have that information.
Indeed. I think we made that point in Costa Rica, I hope. 5.2 then, the SOP working group. Roloff, I know you're on the call.
Yes, I am. The working group has been dormant, or maybe the better term is in hibernation mode since the last call. We haven't done anything, because we're just waiting for the comments period to end and I can come up with a new draft. So we're on our schedules doing nothing at the moment.
Okay. Don't like to have anyone doing nothing. I did hear a suggestion on the post-Costa Rica board member call that we might like to provide some feedback to Kurt about the strategic planning session and whether that's a model that might be rolled out across the community or whether there are improvements to that methodology. Maybe that's one the SOP might feel able to have a look at in the intervening period.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know about this one. I'll get in touch with Bart on that.
Thank you. Moving on then to item 5.3, the FOI working group. Keith.
Oh, thanks, Leslie. Yes, the FOI working group continues to meet. We've had a couple of meetings on the topic of revocation since Costa Rica. Incidentally, the public consultation period for significantly interested parties, or SIP, or Chapter 2 of our work, closed at the end of March with no submissions received. So I'm currently chasing the GAC to see if they'll provide comment via Frank and Suzanne, who did the comments from the GAC on our Chapter 1. And also we've had a meeting with Kim Davies to discuss the potential implementation aspects of our chapterised approach and what impact that will have on IANA's implementation. And I think we need another meeting to sort of firm up on things a little more. But Leslie, I think next week if you and I can meet while we're in Geneva for a catch-up, because that very much will impact on the approach that the board should therefore take to align with IANA's capabilities.
Understood. Let's do that, Keith. Happy to do that next week.
Excellent. And that's it from me.
Okay. Any questions or comments, please? No? Okay. Let's move on then to the GIG, Agenda Item 5.4. I've forgotten. Do we have Jan on the call?
Yes, Jan should be on the call.
Jan joined the call, so Jan?
I thought you were there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Hello?
Hello, yes, we can hear you. You're very faint, though.
Okay. Probably then I will speak slowly. I think because we called for more volunteers to join our working group, the CSO Council already approved the newcomers. We're waiting for the our council to approve those newcomers.
Okay, thank you, Jan. So you need nothing further from the CCNSO at this point?
No. Actually, we're making progress on the universal acceptance. We are targeting to have our initial report before the Prague meeting. And also, we dropped the idea to have a survey to ask people what should we do with the universal acceptance. But, that idea has been dropped. So we're targeting to have our initial report before Prague meeting. But first, we need the approval from the CCSO Council for the newcomers to join our working group.
Okay, thank you. So we can do that on this call. Can I have any council member comments on the additional volunteers that are proposed, please?
Leslie, can I just say that there has been one more volunteer, and that's Siava Shashahani from .ir.
Okay. Good to have more volunteers rather than too few. Does anyone wish to comment on those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 volunteers now?
Could I just make a very brief comment? I note Tan Yarling has just recently resigned from APTLD board and I think has resigned from .cn, so perhaps it's not appropriate to appoint him in those circumstances.
All righty-ho. Do we have any update on that, Gabby, Christina?
Jan?
I don't know if he has sent out the notice to CCSO. I'm not sure about that. But he did send a notice to our APCLD saying he's leaving CN. But another issue I mentioned actually in the email is if we approve those new volunteers, there's one issue with the voting. Because there are some volunteers actually from the same registry. So when we come down to the voting process. So it might be, I don't know how you will feel, because, you know, there are going to be people from the same registry, you know. So basically one registry may have multiple votes.
All right. And were there any recommendations from the DIG on that issue? Jan, were there any recommendations from the DIG on that particular issue?
It's a quite dilemma, because Christina or somebody mentioned, because when we called for volunteer, people probably assume, you know, the new volunteers will have the vote, because we call them, you know, call for volunteer. We didn't say they're, you know, they just have observer seats. So, but on the other hand, you know, we may turn out, you know, one registry have multiple votes. I don't have, you know, solution for that particular issue. But if the council is okay with it, then so probably we, you know, that wouldn't be a matter.
Okay. So I think we have two issues here. We have the appointment of additional volunteers, which, given that Tan has moved on for .cn, I think it gives us an issue if we approve the list as it currently stands. We have the addition of Chivash from .ir, which would leave us with six volunteers. Can I suggest we firstly approve those volunteers and then separately consider the issue of voting? Can I have comments on the revised volunteer list? Any objections? Excellent. So you now have six more volunteers, Jan.
Thank you.
On the separate issue of the voting, given that we're already overrunning on this call, might it be possible for the joint chairs of the work group to consult with the Secretariat on the issue of these multiple votes and come up with some options or a recommendation to the council for our next call?
Leslie, this is Young-Am.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie,
I
just think that if there is, I'm hoping that there could be more of a an agreement rather than a vote. But if there's an issue that needs to be voted on, I definitely think that it should be one registry, one vote.
Indeed, I was suspecting that might be the case from a number of people. I'm looking for some proposals that we don't have to make up as we go now for our next call. So I'm assuming there won't be a need for a vote between now and our council call in May, unless somebody tells us otherwise.
Leslie, this is Bart. I think that's a very fair suggestion. Let's take it back to the JIG as well, because they will have a meeting next week.
Indeed. Can I have any further comments on that way forward, please?
Just, it's Keith here, Leslie. Just a thought in that regard. Could I ask Jen how often the JIG has resorted to voting in the past? I mean, I would have thought most things would have been achieved by consensus rather than voting anyway.
Yeah, Keith, you're right. To answer your question, you're right. We don't vote on that often. So that's why, you know, we don't think it's a big issue. But, you know, when it came down to the vote, you know, so probably we need some, you know, mechanism to figure that out. But if not, as far as we approve those new volunteers, we could continue our work, you know, until we have some new proposal to resolve that issue.
Okay. So, with your support, let's take that to the next council. If you don't vote very often, I'm assuming you can survive until May, and hopefully we can consider some words that would address that situation should you ever need to vote in future. But ideally, as several people have said, there would be a consensus. Okay, let's move on, please, to item 5.5, the DSSA. I'm not sure if we've got anyone on the call who can report from the DSSA. Does that answer my question?
Leslie, Cheryl here. I could pick that up if you wanted me to.
Thanks.
You attended the last one.
I did.
Thanks,
indeed.
Cheryl, for a willing volunteer.
I think other than note the ongoing and continuing work of the DSSA, the DSSA has recently looked at some of its tools and the reactions that we got during our presentation to community during Costa Rica, and there's some rather exciting things happening, including some risk assessments being done by each of us to bring back to our top three or top five using some of these new, I'll call them pivot tables, but the statisticians amongst us would not tell me I'm wrong. It's clever math stuff. And that will be on our agenda for this week's call. But it's tracking well. It's doing a lot of important work. The difficulty with the DSSA is producing something in the short term, as well as recognising the longer term needs for much deeper diving into some of the analysis. And to that end, I think the CCTLD community has an awful lot it can offer as we look towards actual, perceived and potential risks doing these analysis scenarios. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments on that one, please? Okay, let's move on to 5.6, which is the study group on the use of names for countries and territories, of which we heard a number of updates in Costa Rica. Bart, is there anything further?
The only thing is, say, the chair is in touch with UNESCO and they will send out, and we're working on the preparation of the survey to be sent out by UNESCO, and that is scheduled, say, the survey itself, say, to be sent out in the over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Thank you very much, Bert. Any comments or questions on that one? Moving on then to 5.7, which is the meetings program working group. Speaker, we touched on Facebook earlier. Was there anything else to add from the program working group, please?
I think the summary that you have there covers the items quite nicely. There were I wouldn't want to go into the details, but we will review the survey from Costa Rica and realize that there was a general feeling that the agenda was a little bit more crowded now, and people were yearning for a time to have a 5-minute discussion after presentations. So that's one of the challenges going forward, is to try and structure the agenda to allow time for discussions and also to assist presenters with some basic guidelines in terms of capturing the audience. So that's basically it. Other than that, going forward, based on the survey, there are certain topics that will remain. Obviously, the IDN session was quite popular. The panel discussion on new GTLDs continues to be substantially popular. We felt, though, that we just needed to take now a more different angle if we continue with that panel. So there will be a new concept, or we will work on the original concept paper, that's Bart and me, and then present it to the program working group. The internet legislative issues panel as well was so obviously must be continued, because the feedback that we received was very encouraging. So that's pretty much the line that we took at our last meeting.
Thank you very much, Rika. Any questions or comments for Rika on that one? I had a question, which is probably a naive question, so I apologise in advance. But I'm certainly very much aware that we are feeling very time constrained for our CCNSO meeting. Have we considered, are we allowed to extend the duration of the CCNSO meeting?
Sorry, Leslie, I could, this is Roloff, I couldn't understand you. I didn't hear you properly.
Well, I know we are challenged to fit all that we want to do within the 2 days that we have. One of the other options is to increase the time that we have together, either by starting earlier, finishing later, or adding another half day or something like that. So I wondered if that's something that the working group has as an option.
Yes, we didn't really look at that. It is something obviously we could we will look at. And if I'm not wrong, there is the follow-up meeting of the working group is next week. Fabi will correct me, but I think it's next week. We could look at that. It's something that is worth looking at, honestly, from a personal point of view, from a ZA point of view as well. We've looked at it here internally to talk about, is there a possibility of maybe extending the CNSO meetings? But as a working group, no, we haven't.
I mean, I'm aware that other SOs and ACs meet for longer than the CNSO, but you probably have better information than I do on that, and I'm certainly not suggesting that we do the 7 o'clock start that I know ALAC seems to manage to do, Cheryl. Maybe we ought to think about a bit more laterally, because it does feel quite constrained. And I think there's, I find it quite demanding as chair to make sure we stick to time. Equally, we don't.
Imagine.
We don't want to waste people's time, and I'm aware that there have been quite a few occasions recently where it feels as though we've cut short what could be a very interesting conversation.
Yeah, it's something that is worth looking at. I'll table it before the working group next week and see if we can make any recommendations going forward. But it's a worthy proposal to avoid congesting our program.
Okay. Does anyone else want to come in on that at all? Was that a sneeze or somebody waiting to contribute?
Cheryl here, Leslie. One thing that the ALAC is discussing, I know, is with the potential shifting of the more formal meetings that involve board and SOIC reporting to a different model and freeing up some of the Friday, that there may in fact be opportunity for, in ALAC's view, some of the cross-community type interactions or indeed the specific working group interactions, which I think have become more and more valuable in these face-to-face meetings, which may give the opportunity to sort of sandwich, you know, beginning of the week stuff, silo-ish type behaviour, and then at the end of the week outcomes again happening. Now, that's just perhaps an idealistic dream, but it might be something for other SOs and ACs to think about, and I think certainly with the diversity in the CCNSO community, that could be extremely useful, and without wearing everyone to a frazzle.
Maybe one of the cross-community sessions that we talked about earlier could be on the whole meeting format. Maybe that would be a good one to start with. I know there have been participation discussions, but they've been quite modestly attended, in my experience. Okay, let's move on then to item 5.8, the IDN CDP Working Group 1. Bart, do we have an update, please?
Yes, the working group is focusing again on confusingly similarity. It had a meeting on Thursday morning, and I need to write up the comments we received, and then we'll start discussing it again. It's a bit untrackable as an issue.
If you can't track it, we've got problems.
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you. And IDN, agenda item 5.9, IDN PDP Working Group 2. Hero?
Yes, this is Hero. Working Group 2 met on Thursday in Costa Rica. And as in the short summary I sent out, Working Group 2 will discuss and decide on how to report about one vote per territory issue in its output paper. The option one is the opinions with major support and minor support are both described and council will vote on which is favorable. Or the option two is Working Group 2 will converge to one option before its report submission to the council. So, but do you think I should add something?
No, this is the critical point in both the IDM-PDP itself and in the rules and, say, the recommendations to update the rules and guidelines of the CCNSO.
Thank you.
Understood. Any questions or comments on that, please? So my only comment is, do we have a timeline for this coming back to council, whether it's on two options or one option?
This is Bart. The intention is to have this, say, this part of the PDP completed by Prague.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bart and Hero.
Yep.
Let's move on then to item 5.10, which is the CCNSO statement on the Who Is roadmap. Becky? At least we had Becky earlier.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself on mute. I have been tardy in getting that started, but we will be kicking that off shortly.
Yeah. That was a bit due to my holiday.
Holiday. Okay. Thank you, Becky and Bart. We'll await an update on our next call. Item 5.11 is the informal study group on increasing engagement. In effect, we are only starting.
Hello,
Rolla.
Yes, okay, I'm still there. So suddenly everything was quiet.
Did you have a comment on the engagement study group?
No, I didn't, but I thought that I had gone off the line. I'm sorry.
No problem. Bart, is there any update on this at this stage?
No, I think, say, Gabi, just two things. Gabi is going to support this this informal study group. And secondly, they're scheduled to have a meeting on Friday, upcoming Friday, the first one.
Excellent. Could you, Gabi, also ask that group to designate somebody to report back to the council then? That would be really helpful.
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's move on then to item 6, which is the liaison update. Ron and Hang Shuan, thank you very much for both of the updates provided in advance of this meeting. Does anyone have any comments or questions, firstly, on the ALAC liaison report? No? In which case, thank you very much, Ron. And I see your guide is available in a number of languages, which is extremely impressive. And the next is the GNSO.
Leslie, before you move on, can I just ask you, at the last meeting, you mentioned that these reports would be possibly moving to the wiki. The reason I ask this is because the reports are asked for a week before the meeting, and so anything that happens beyond that time doesn't get into the report. And often there are things that come up that are topical and really shouldn't wait a month for the next meeting, or sometimes longer. Can you explain to me about the wiki and when and how the liaison reports are supposed to be submitted?
Okay. Maybe we can take the wiki bit offline, and Christina is my wiki in chief person. I think the suggestion was made really in order to increase the dissemination of the information more widely than just the council. That was the suggestion. Personally, I find the council reports very helpful, and if by all means you have additional information between the papers being distributed and the call, then please promptly and do a quick verbal update. That would be fine, I assume, to the rest of the council as well.
Okay. Can I then ask Cheryl, in the 1 week that's passed since this report was submitted, is there anything that you have, Cheryl, that you could add to this?
Ron, I agree with you wholly on the usefulness of a carefully and interactively prepared wiki space, because that's the way that all of our liaisons coming out of the ALAC have now gone for exactly those reasons. There are a number of reports or comments that have gone through vote in the time between your posting your report and now. I think there's another three already voted on by the ALAC and gone out to whatever advice line, be it public comment or reply comment phase that they're going to. I think perhaps some harmonisation on this could be extremely useful. Seeing as our staff, support staff in the ALAC are setting up sort of clones of what we deem relatively useful and subscribable to wiki pages for our reporting from the other SOs and indeed the ACs such as the ESAC, perhaps Matt could work with the CCNSO guru on wikis and you to sort of have us all working off the same model, and that way people, you can put something up. I'm literally reporting now for our meeting in an hour into my wiki space, so that's the type of thing you could be doing.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. Thank you, Carol. Anyone else, any comments or queries on the ALAC liaison report? We look forward to hearing what we're doing next, I think, is the outcome of that. Next is the GNSO liaison report, and thank you, Hang Shuan. You circulated a report which came out earlier by email today, so I'm not sure if everyone would have had a chance to read it, but thank you nonetheless. Any questions or comments for Hang Shuan, or indeed did you want to add anything by way of a verbal update? No? Okay. Thank you, everyone. Moving on then to our next council meetings. The next three meetings are on the agenda, really so that we can ensure everybody has some diary availability booked. And can I just remind you our next call is on the 8th of May. And lastly then, any other business? Does anyone have any items of any other business, please? No? In which case, thank you very much indeed for all of your time, and look forward to seeing you on our next call. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Leslie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Leslie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.